What's up, y'all? Friday. Time for our little daily sidetrack.
Yeah, we just got done doing the movie reviews.
Yeah, we did. We just recorded the matinee show, so that'll go up on Sunday, unless you're a patron, in which case you will be able to see it on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So, hopefully you guys are enjoying. I just put up the review of Black Rain, the Ridley Scott movie. So, I put that up earlier today, so go check that out if you haven't already. I just noticed, like, in the camera, I have this little jacket over my shirt, and it looks like it says Black Moo on it. Instead of, it's a black moon, actually. Sophie sent me this shirt. It says you guys can't see it, but it says the 13th hour on the bottom, which is, you know, because 13 o'clock. So let's see. Today we went to Walgreens. Now I haven't been to Walgreens in like a really long time. I had to go to get some feminine hygiene products. So I had to go there. You know what they've done? Well, it was pretty well stocked. Like, I even got some soup and shit like that while I was there because apparently no one's buying soup there. Because I'm like, hey, they have all kind of soup. And it
they
was
also
on sale.
Had those damn Dinty Moore MRE things I was telling you
that about. That he was selling.
They had two of them for $6, or two of them for $6.
Which, yeah,
was it? Was it for six?
No, I think it was three for $6. So they were $2 each.
Yeah,
which actually isn't bad.
It's not bad. So, you know what I mean? They only had about eight of them there.
Well, yeah, it's not their main. I mean, it's
people aren't going there. People aren't going there because they don't know that they have them there. But you could go clean that shit out if you wanted them.
Yeah,
Dinty Moore.
I bought a bunch of soup because they had them like two for $3. Yeah, like those big things of chunky soup, like the big cans. Because
I got protein bars.
I love my soup.
I got those lemon.
He likes those lemon Think bars.
Think bars, I like
those. Are good. I bought other flavors of those Think protein bars. It's like some of them are better than others.
Yeah.
Like any one with peanut butter in it is usually good. The lemon ones are usually good. Some of the other ones, like I love mint, but whenever I get mint protein bars, they always taste really
funky. They're dry.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't even know what's it. They're like really weirdly heavy and that's like doesn't taste exactly like mint and it's a little off-putting.
The Think lemon bars and the Think strawberry ones. Remember the, or was it strawberry?
Yeah,
was it raspberry?
Yeah. It was in it strawberry with coconut or some shit
no,
like that.
No, I think
that.
It was just strawberry.
Cuz I think I got a coconut one in that one.
They're good. It's kind of
the
like,
lemon one actually tastes like a dessert.
Yeah.
And it's
they
you know
both
what I mean?
Do. They both do.
And it doesn't really have that much sugar in it. It's like really really low sugar.
Yeah. And they're low in, I think they're like 100 and something calories, and it's like 20 grams of protein. So it's kind of like having a protein shake.
Yeah, some of them some of the ones, because we have some too that you got at Sam's or whatever, that we have peanut butter ones and mint ones. Those mint ones are pretty good. I don't
those
remember
what
they
Those make real good
bodybuilder
survival food too.
Those are 260 calories, but I use them as like a meal replacement.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If I'm not going to be eating breakfast or I'm not going to be eating lunch
that'd
or whatever,
that'd have been something that'd been really good in an MRE.
Yeah.
It's shelf stable. They're light. You could put them in a pack. You know what I mean? You could put them in a rucksack and you could kind of like equivalent to a chicken breast nutritionally.
Yeah.
So, you know.
As long as you get ones that don't have a shit ton of sugar in them.
Yeah. So, I like the Think bars.
Yeah.
And then there's some other ones that I got from Sam's. We got a big old thing. They were really good, but people forget about those. You know, they'll get all these MREs and all this survival shit and canned stuff, and they forget all about all that fucking bodybuilding nutritional supplement stuff is like sustenance.
Yeah.
All that whey protein, you could almost live off that.
Well, like I said, the ones that we got from Sam's that that are mint ones, there are mint ones and peanut butter ones. It's two different flavors in one box. And I don't remember what the brand was. It's Builder something or whatever.
Yeah, Builders.
And those are 20 grams of protein, I think. That's very, very low sugar. I think it's like less than 5 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
And they're 260 calories.
They taste good.
Like in one bar. And they're both the flavors are actually really good.
Got those at Sam's, I think, for $20 for a big fucking box of them.
Yeah, we still have a shit ton
And
of
it's
them.
Like half and half. Peanut butter and chocolate.
And mint.
And
yeah.
mint and chocolate.
Yeah. But yeah, some of them are pretty good. Like, you know what I mean?
They're filling too.
They are. And once I've eaten that, I'm like, I don't need to eat. They're heavy.
Yeah.
You know, they're very dense. But yeah, so we're at Walgreens, and like I said, they had soup, so I picked up a bunch of soup. I think the only thing they were out of was, it looked like the paper aisle was kind of cleared out. You know, there was no toilet paper, no anything like that. But other than that, it looked like everything
normal.
Was pretty well stocked. You know what they were starting to do is that, you know, because everybody's saying, you know, stay 6 feet apart, from the sidewalk outside, they drew big chalk squares
where you're supposed to
six
stand.
Feet apart, and they put tape on the floor inside 6 feet so everyone could stay six. I'm like, well, that was a good idea.
In the checkouts area. And I, her and I were occupying the same space, and she's looking at me, you know, the cashier.
She's looking at me like, get your germy ass off her. I'm like, it's
she's
sorry.
She's like, are you guys together? And she says, yeah.
Okay. She's like, otherwise, back off.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to stay, like, way the hell.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean. I'm kind of hoping that they, because we used one of those little hand baskets, and they didn't have any wipes or anything, so I'm really kind of hoping. I mean, we washed the shit out of our hands when we got home and everything, yeah. But I said, I hope they're hosing those down with fucking alcohol.
Yeah, but, you know, I just wanted to mention that some of that kind of hard-to-find canned goods and survival-oriented stuff, like the Dinty Moore stuff and protein bars and fucking whey protein and shit like that, health food stuff, Walgreens got it. People forgetting about that. They're getting everything from the damn supermarket. Walgreens had it.
And I mean, I just had it. We weren't even going to play. I wasn't going to get any food.
And
I
lot of shit was half off. Did you notice?
Yeah, I did. Like I said, the soup was super cheap. That's why I got like four or five cans.
Monster drinks and energy drinks were all half off.
Yeah. I got a coffee drink, too.
Yeah.
I haven't drunk it yet, though. One of those Dunkin' Donuts
ones. So there's good deals going on right now.
Yeah, and it looked like it was like untouched.
Yeah, I got a pair of the damn gargoyle fucking shooting glasses from fucking Terminator 1. I got them for $35 delivered. Yeah.
And like you said, normally...
That's normally almost close to
$100.
Yeah,
they were like $80 or $90 last time we saw
$95. We're going to a store, they're going to be $100.
Yeah.
Retail.
That's it.
Brick and mortar retail, about $100.
All right, so we had a request to talk about... tattoos or do tattoo show and tell. You just have one.
I got three different ones that
became one. It was
over
just
time.
Like
they're
one.
Just military tattoos. I'm not gonna show them.
Yeah,
it's an eagle, an infantry thing, a fucking 101st Airborne crest, and a fucking recon tab above that.
I'll show my ones.
Yeah,
I just have two. Well, technically I have three because one's a cover up.
I got ratty ass fucking barracks tattoos.
Yeah. This one here is obviously Anubis.
Yeah.
I got this one many years ago. I got this one just because I'm super into Egyptian mythology and always have been, and I always like that iconography. That's really the only reason. It's a little bit faded because I've had it for so long. Now, this other tattoo here, this originally I had a little, like a tribal looking, like a tiny little barn owl up here, and it was just all black. I got that when I was really young. I think I was only like 19 or 20 when I got it. And all the lines had kind of faded together and stuff. It was still cool, but it's like you couldn't really tell what it was anymore, and it was just starting to look blobby.
The devil did that tattoo.
Yeah, so we had this friend named Jacob.
Yeah, he's in France right now. He's running a show. He's kind of a small celebrity. He's been on TV a lot in Central and South America.
Yeah, he's kind of like, he's originally...
from Colombia.
Yeah, he's Colombian.
He was a Colombian army sniper.
Yeah.
And he's a cool dude. And
he's super cool.
Skinny. He looks like the devil if you see him now. He's got fucking... He puts on a show where he wears big old fucking devil fucking platforms and wings and fucking horns coming out of his head. And he was a tattoo artist once he got out of the army. And his older brother was a fucking Colombian... army officer who got accused of fucking war crimes, but he got out of it. His brother commanded a unit of fucking machine gunned a bunch of fucking rebels.
Yeah.
Well, they were prisoners though. But it was my understanding, based on what I remember the story, you know, it was kind of understandable. They couldn't take them with them because they were basically retreating. And they couldn't let him go, or they just would have rejoined the enemy. They were terrorists. So they fucking machine gunned him.
But yeah, we met Jacob. He lived here for a short time. He was married to a friend of ours for a brief time period, maybe like a year or two. And we would kind of like hang out at the clubs with them and whatnot. And he did some performances here as well. Like I said, it's what is his stage name? What is the stage name that
remember.
He goes by? I can't remember it either.
He did a lot of Central American and South American talk shows.
He looks fucking great. Yeah, he's been on TV and stuff like that down
he
there.
He married a friend of ours temporarily. That didn't last, but
yeah. So he actually, I had been...
You can insert a photograph of him.
Yeah, I'll find one. I have lots of pictures of him.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, so he was a tattoo artist also, and I had been thinking about doing a cover-up on this little bitty owl just because it was starting to look so crappy because it was so old. It was the first one I got. And basically, I just let him do. I said, well, I just want something sort of owl based, yeah. But I was like, I had seen like a lot of his artwork in his portfolio.
Yeah, he was, I guess you could say he was a private tattooer. He did this in our house.
Yeah.
Which they're not supposed to do in this state. But he's in another country, so fuck it.
You know? Yeah.
He's in France and he's not coming
back. Well, it's
back
not over. Like they can do anything
they
about
can't
it
do anything now. And he did that in one setting.
10 hours.
10 hours.
I sat there for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want him to have to like come back.
Yeah.
So, you know what you I mean? Know,
so
and, so he just stayed. They
he
they
needed
just,
the money.
Yeah. They just yeah. stayed over at our house and it's like we just kind of set up in the front of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's like Tom fell asleep, up. His wife fell asleep.
Yeah, it healed up pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a couple parts where some of the color fell out of it. If he was here to touch that up for you, but yeah, shit, it's good enough.
Yeah, but I basically just let him run wild. I said, just take something that's sort of like, so he did this kind of owl goddess kind of theme. Because like I said, I really liked his artwork, so I said, you can do whatever you want, I don't really care. So, just cover up
his
whatever.
His wife's name is Aurora, and we got videos of her. He stuck a couple fucking hooks through her back and suspended her from the ceiling in this club that we were at. It was fucking pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a great show, actually.
Yeah. They were just
that was years ago. That was at the Grotto. Kind of yeah. That's not there anymore.
Put some big-ass fucking huge fish hooks through her.
And swung her around.
And yeah, she's swinging around, and, you know, they were just... That was like some shit that you did to fucking join, like, an Apache tribe or something.
Back in the old days.
She did that shit like it was nothing. Yeah,
but yeah, they had a couple shows like that. So I think Jacob's still doing good. I still see him. He's on my Instagram.
Talked to him a couple days ago.
Yeah, he's still on my Instagram. So
he's in France. He said he's making a bunch of money and putting on shows, and that everybody loved his act. And it went. His act didn't work here in the United States, but it worked. It worked in Europe. Here he had too much competition.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
so.
You got Disney here, and all. People are so jaded; they don't give a shit about that. But
yeah.
send him to France, where he'd be a super oddity. You know what I mean? He can book shows.
Yeah, but he's a super cool dude. He's
yeah,
like
real
a really
cool.
nice guy. Even though, like, you know, I think most normal people, which I do not count myself among, would probably see him and think he was like terrifying looking and stuff like that. But he is actually like a sweet dude.
Yeah.
Which skinny. A lot of those people are.
Yeah, he's a skinny guy.
So the only other question we got, and I kind of answered it, but I wasn't entirely sure because you weren't here to ask. Somebody asked about your Mazinger figures.
Oh, which one?
They just said, well, those Mazingers, are they figures or are they kits? Like, did you build them?
Oh, one of them is a model.
Okay, see, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and that's not a Mazinger. That's a getter.
Yeah.
That's a model. The one in the back was one that, it was just a vinyl figure. And I painted it.
Yeah.
That's a really good paint job on it. The one in the back says you... The two in the front are Bandais. Those are die-cast metal, basically action figures. They're fully articulated. The Grandizer inside the UFO and the Z-Mazinger in the back there and the fucking Duke Fleet Trike and the fucking TFO, those are HL Pros. And I'm friends with the guy who owns HL Pro.
Yeah.
Actually, I helped conceive some of HL Pro's newer products. We were talking about them online and stuff for a long time. If you look up King Gory, we talked King Gory into fucking existence, which is a damn cybernetic gorilla. King Gorilla, King Kong, but it was a Japanese ripoff.
Yeah.
But he owns a Japanese, he's a French guy who lives in Japan, married a Japanese woman, his kids are Japanese. He's lived there forever, and it's just a guy that was friends with people in the comic book kind of fucking... It had to do with fucking Gods and Monsters and the guys that own Gods and Monsters and PBM, which is a company that imports stuff, trying to get into comic... This is back when comic book shops kind of made money, and that's how I fell in with the guys that... Or at least one of the guys that makes these things.
Yeah, because you kind of got a lot... You were kind of instrumental in when... not Gods and Monsters, but before that was Acme.
Acme.
And you were kind of... They were just starting to import, like, all of these Japanese, like, all the robots
now,
and stuff, and you were kind of, like, helping them out because you knew about it.
Now, up there... I'm trying to get that... Up there's a bunch more of them.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And those are mostly Bandais and HL Pro diecast.
Yeah, he's got a shit ton.
I got a bunch of fucking vinyl action figures of fucking Great Mazinger, Mazinger Z... fucking Grandizer. That one up there, that big one in the box, that's a model that I built, a vinyl model. That's a fucking custom, Black Getter that I made out of vinyl and fucking a bunch of other stuff. I made that years back now, but that's pretty cool. Other than the fact that it's a vinyl and the paint that I used, it all worked out fine, but that vinyl's releasing gas and all that paint is sticky as shit. If you grab it, you get fingerprints in it. And then a couple days later, the fingerprint vanishes. It all just evens back out. But you don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
Made a mistake.
Which is why it's up there.
Yeah, I made a mistake with that one. But it looks good.
Yeah. You can see he has like a humongous collection.
Yeah, I've kind of fell behind. There's some newer ones that I want to
get. Yeah, because you haven't bought any for
bought any
a while.
Time. Yeah.
Because he used to get like the new one every time that it came
out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of the HL Pro ones and... But the Bandai ones, the new Solo Shogokin line, I kind of like it because it's a copy of HL Pro. HL Pro sculpts were doing so good that Bandai started to copy them. Which HL Pro is a tiny little company. It's like two or three guys working, you know, in a studio, and they're having it made over in China, and they bring them in. Bandai's a huge corporation, and that's kind of an honor when...
Well, yeah.
A huge corporation starts copying you.
Well, because HL Pro, like you said, it's a small... And they do it because they love it.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of work into their sculpts and like the toys and everything. I mean, when they release one, it's like top of the line.
Yeah, and when they make these things, they don't really make any money off them.
Yeah.
Where the money's made is little vinyl things, keychains, fucking mugs, all the other merch.
Yeah.
The shit you can sell for fucking $5 or $6. That's what really makes all the money.
Yeah.
Those $130 figures, you know,
you're not going to sell
made out of damn metal and stuff, because a lot of this stuff's metal. For you people who don't know, about half of it is, but the metal ones are expensive, and there's just no profit in them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, like I said, they're just making them because they're fans, and
it's a showboat thing. It gives your brand credibility that you can make die-cast articulated robots.
Yeah.
But that's not where the profit is. The profit's in vinyl. Yeah. Making mass producing these little vinyl, $30 vinyl figures. That's where the fucking profit is.
Well, yeah, obviously, because more people are going to be able to afford them. That.
Right.
You know. But yeah, so if anybody wanted to know about all the robots, he's got a massive collection.
Yeah.
I don't really have much of a collection of anything. I have some like MST figures, but that's about
Frankensteins and witches and stuff.
I got Frankensteins and witches. I got all like Halloween.
We
got
to clean your collection up though. Some of that stuff is not high value really. When we should be getting you some really cool witch stuff.
Well, I'm not worried about high value. I just have stuff because I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You guys know how I am, man. I like badass shit. Like, how much does that cost? Okay, yeah. All right. I get that in a couple months. You know what I mean? It's
freaking, yeah. Well, you know.
I'm like that.
I'm just kind of like... I don't know. I feel like I don't really have a lot of money to spend on stuff like that. So it's like I haven't really bought anything like that. And if I do have extra money, I usually buy like MST.
I like to collect shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like to collect shit that's kind of expensive and kind of rare. And when you go to sell it, you know what I mean? You can at least get your money back.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff you could actually kind of make money on it if it goes real rare, you know?
Yeah.
And really what really goes rare is the shit that was unpopular, you know?
So, well, yeah, because nobody bothered
Nobody
with
really
it
bought and... it, and then it ended up kind of getting thrown away. And then 15, 20 years later, a collector goes, I need the, I need the Duke Fleet trike. You know, where are they? You know, there aren't any around anymore, you know?
So then you like
pay
show
like
up
$500
and you're like, hey, here's one for
$100. It's $100 figure that they fucking pay $500 for. You know?
Well, some people absolutely do pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars. For
those big jumbos up there. I got to get a chest piece for that one, but I kind of rebuilt those and new stickers and shit like that. Those you used to be able to get them for $100 like a couple years back on eBay. Now a good one's about $400.
Yeah,
and that's the American that's the American copies. They're not really copies, but the American licensed versions through Mattel. I also had some Popey ones, which were the original Japanese ones. Those things can go for like, depending on what character is, $4,000 or $5,000.
Well, because a lot of those were built, they were for kids and they were cheap.
And then they were thrown away.
And then
away.
They got thrown out or they got broken or whatever because kids played with them. And that's why, like, a lot of those types of toys, like, people are paying a lot of money for that shit now because not a lot of people kept them because they didn't think they were going to be worth anything.
When living out in California as a kid, my mom bought me one of them. It was a, what was the name of it? A Combatler. Combatler V or Combatler 5. I'm not sure what it was called. Or, you know, it just said Combatler and then a V. But the Japanese probably meant Combatler 5. It's probably what it was. I had one of those, and I didn't know it, but there were only 20 of them in the United States. They came through a place called Pinocchio's Toy Shop, which is a Japanese toy shop out in California that served the Japanese community that lived there.
Yeah.
My mom bought me one of those. They were about $100 back in the 70s.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Moved to Brazil, took it with me, and I threw it out in a dumpster. It's worth about $6,000.
Yep.
If I kept the box even twice that.
When shit like that happens, you kind of understand why some people become hoarders.
Yeah. If it had the box,
it'd just probably, keep everything.
If it had the box, it's probably about $6,000.
Yeah.
Without the box, probably more like $4,000.
Still, though.
And I threw it away.
Yeah.
Last time I saw it was sitting in a damn dumpster.
Aww.
Threw it in there and did, yeah, fuck that thing. Well, girls appeared. Once girls start coming into the game, you know, you're 14, 15 years old, fucking toys start getting thrown out.
Which, like I said, and that's why so many of them are valuable nowadays. Because so many people throw them away. All right, so you want to wrap up the Friday sidetrack?
Yeah, that's it.
All right,
I
so
cook.
Yeah, we're good. We're
gotta make pizza.
Yeah, he's making pizza. He made dough the other day and everything. Yeah. Made your own sauce.
I got that stone heating up in there.
Yeah,
525 degrees.
Yeah, we're gonna have some pizza in a minute.
Yeah.
So be safe and healthy, you guys, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.